not prepared today to just enumerate how that would benefit the community, but happy to share that later in second reading if you'd like.
Yeah, and I could have the same for Chad. We could focus on that, kind of bring that back as a specific discussion point.
Yeah, I just would like to see our departments be able to work as well as they can. So, I mean, since that's been suggested that there's a need there, I want to make sure we discuss that before we finalize the budget.
Okay, yeah, we'll hit that hard.
I'm not sure how to say this, so I'll just say it without certainly showing any lack of sincere appreciation for the staff that we have in Nibley. We have a fantastic group of people. They're dedicated to their jobs, they're customer centric, and they do really, really good work. When I think about a 6% year on year kind of increase in salaries, that's more than what I saw in private practice. And maybe I just need to be educated on, I want to keep these employees, there's no doubt about that. We went through the whole salary review thing and so on and so forth. With salary review stuff, and was there an expectation of 3% merit raises every year that got baked into that?
No. So if you remember, his golden handcuffs is what he called it, and we had a lot of discussion amongst his staff. It was to, once you analyze the position for the position independent of the person,
yep.
You analyze the position and what the value of that position is, and you have a lower limit and an upper limit. And his methodology was to get to 55% of that range in 5 years.
Okay.
Once you have that person for 5 years and they've built up to about 55% in the middle of that range, they're kind of like paid well enough that they're not going and they're happy enough, they're not looking for other places. That was his balance, was to try to get everybody to 55%. Now, some of them were really close to that 55%, but they weren't there, so they didn't get an adjustment when we did that worth of work. And this kind of resets, maybe bumps some of those that didn't get that bump. And really what we're trying to do is get to about 55, maybe even, we're just, each employee is analyzed and looked at. I have a spreadsheet I can show you with a projection of if they were to get up to 55%, and then thereafter, it's actually 1% raised to get to, so that in a 30-year career, you're getting to the top of that range. Now, we've had a lot of discussion among staff, whether that's a good thing, a bad thing. We tried to come up with different ideas. In the end, we came back to following his recommendation, and that's what we're working towards.
So my concern of is 6% year on year for a number of years sustainable. You probably agree it's not.
Correct. That's why we did the worth of work, because if you remember, prior to this year, that number was much bigger than 6%.
Yeah. So, but we still have some catching up to do to get people to the middle.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Of this value range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get people into that sweet spot so that they're got the golden handcuffs, is what his term was. To kind of get them there. Once you get to there,
holding the handcuffs means they can't.
Yeah, they don't want to leave. They can't leave.
I want them not to leave because it's such a great group of people to work with and such a great bunch of citizens, and what a great job the city council does.
Yeah, right.
I don't want them to think about the
great competition. Well, that's why I talked about those two things, right? I talked about trying to get this program.
Still, it's easy to hang a number on how much money you make. Okay, I'm good with that. And also, this is no lack of just sincere appreciation for Nibley City staff and what we have going here. It's exactly the opposite, even though it doesn't sound that way. And so I'll finish it by saying, by the way, I think there should be outliers that reach the top of the range, the really good people. You know, I don't want to have median or average employees in this town. So when we can justify paying an outlying salary for an outlying performance, then that's appropriate.
Yeah, agreed. Problem is we have a lot of really well. Yeah. So yes, everything you said, I agree.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe to that, the cost of living, at least what I seem to Google, is 2.5%. We just do 3% just because that's what we've done in the past, or?
No, it's really buried in the past. It's bounced from 2-3 years ago, what was 7 to 5. I've seen 5, I've seen 7. And this year really kind of came down to when I built the budget a few years ago, or a few months ago, and kind of was really kind of nailing this down. It seemed like 3 was just a little bit better than what the CPI was. So that's why that.
It's the consumer price index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, right? It's right around 2.7. I'm not sure which source.
I don't know. I just seem to know that much.
Did that answer your question? Yeah, like, I tried to be a little bit better.
No, I appreciate it. I just, we could just call it cost of living and just see where it was. It's cost of living.
Yeah, and then that's when I, you know, you compare it to everybody else in the state and what they're doing.
Yeah. And then I know it's later. I've been talking about the 12th West, the calming issues. Depends how the conversation goes. I was hoping to bring these old ones up to the newer standards and maybe what that cost would be. I guess we could see that when it comes, but yeah. That'd be one more item that I was thinking, just so they're all uniform. But you know, that's not something.
Yeah, Tom's ready to talk about that when we get there. But if that, and we'll present that information, and if you want to make that amendment next time, we'll make it work.
Is there opposition to voting on first reading? Seeing none, I'll ask for the vote. Those in favor of adopting the budget as amended tonight for first reading to bring back for a public hearing and second reading, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Make it so. By the way, with I knew Garrett ended up with a commitment, and then I'm sorry that Kay's not here. We know there's health stuff going on there without going into any details. So anything that is adopted by the council tonight is going to have to be unanimous. A quorum of the council, not a majority of those present. Why don't we knock out the next one, number 9, that's compensation of elected statutory officials and so on. I think that's should be quick. It's for first reading also. There will be a public hearing on that, and then we'll stretch our legs. Okay.
So really this is just a chart of what the annual salaries are, the proposed salaries, any bonuses, and the increase in salary for mayor, council members, and all of the department heads, including myself.
Okay, does the council have a motion on that, or motion and discussion, or what?
I have a question.
Please.
Sorry, just can't see for real. Let me pull up.
Can I zoom in?
Yes. Thank you.
I can scroll down too, there's more.
No, that's good. Okay, maybe it got updated. There was one earlier that like wasn't really adding up. No, I guess it is. No, that's my question. So on city recorder and HR director, goes from 88 to 99, but the rest of them seem to do a 3% increase.
If that's one of those ones we talked about changing a little bit of the duties and responsibilities.
Right. I'm just wondering why didn't we change that when we changed some of the other salaries, what was it, 6 months ago?
Great question. Just to change things since then. Yeah, I guess ultimately it's to move that position to a salary position. That position had an annual salary, but then got a lot of overtime for being here at this meeting. And so we're just gonna roll that over to a salary position. Bump that, not dollar for dollar what was being, but it's really moved to not pay overtime.
Got it, okay.
Opposition to voting?
Well, I'll make a motion.
Motion
to approve for first reading.
Okay. Motion to approve these increases for first reading, second. Wrong. Nathan, thank you. Discussion. Seeing none, let's call for a vote. Those in favor of approving for first reading, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's take a 4 minute break. Get a drink of water and be back here at 8:45. Okay, we stand in recess.